Welcome back, everybody. Radical Russ here, day one of CannaCon in Seattle with CannabisRadio.com and the Russ Belville Show, and I'm here with the man behind CannaCon, Bob Smart. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great, Russ.
So this event is huge. Is this the biggest one you've put on so far?
This is definitely the biggest one I've put on so far.
Yeah, I don't know how many square feet, but do you know how many vendors you got going?
Oh, yeah, 98,000 square feet. There's 356 booth spaces and 275 exhibitors total.
Wow. Amazing. And two floors and just every possible, you know, vendor, and we've got software and insurance and just everything you could possibly want. But you've also got a lot of these seminars going on. Give us a little rundown of that.
You know, we tried to do seminars a little different. It seems like most of the seminars that you see anymore are just people getting up there and talking about what they've done themselves, where we've made our seminars where they're educational. Most of them are Q&A. They're just there to teach and help. You know, somebody wants to know how to do this, how to do that. This is the place to come. And we were just looking through the seminars, and this year every room has been full.
Wow.
There's 200 seats in every room. There's three rooms. They've just been packed all day.
So has it been difficult working with local officials or the city trying to get this put together?
No, actually. We just don't fight any of the rules. They say don't do this, we don't do it.
Well, what do you know?
Are
they neutral, or are they excited about the business that comes in about this?
They're very excited about it. I mean, we're Bell Harbor's largest client. I mean, this is the largest show they do.
Wow.
The largest thing the port puts on. We did it last year, and they had their little meetings and stuff about it, and a couple of weeks later called back and said, hey, if you guys want to keep doing the show, great. So we have a long-term deal with them to keep it here.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, are there CannaCons going to be taking place other places in the United States or even internationally?
Looking international right now, I just booked the LA Convention Center.
Yeah.
July 14th, 15th, and 16th.
All right. Look forward to mid-July for CannaCon down there in LA. We'll be down there. That'll be a lot of fun. All right. And you've got a lot of food trucks outside, and I want to thank you for that, because I do a lot of these events, and you got those one inside the Expo $3 pretzel places, and this is a really good selection of food and bands out there.
Yeah. We tried to step it up a bit this year. We've got a place to sit out and listen to music, and they'll just come out. We got 14 food trucks here. Even if you don't come into the expo, it's worth the $20.
There you go. So you can get more information on this at CannaCon.org. And, you know, people are going to hear this on my show. I'm going live in just an hour. And so there's two more days of this, Friday and Saturday. Tell people about ticket specials or anything they could know about coming out here for the next couple days.
Really, really inexpensive. It's kind of where we try to set ourselves apart. If you just want to come out and go through all the expos, see all the different exhibits and all that good stuff, it's $20.
Wow.
If you want to come out for the day and see all that and go to some seminars, it's $75. We had 3-day access passes, but now
it's just one day for Friday, one day for Saturday, what you have to do.
We do have a bud tender training course.
Wow.
And that's going on Saturday, but it's sold out completely.
Yeah. Man, this is so great, and it just shows the demand that we've got here for this new industry. I've done two or three vendor interviews today, and I talked to these vendors they do vacuum ovens and some other things, and HVAC and such. And I say, so did this company come up as a mainstream company and then join the Green Rush, and how much has the Green Rush affected you? These guys are saying it's the majority of their business now. It's just people being employed and the economy. This certainly shows it off here, and you got a great show going on, Bob. We appreciate it. So anything else as far as contact info or message you'd like to leave our audience?
Come on out and check it out. I mean, one thing I will put it out there, there is absolutely no cannabis on site. There's no going outside the doors and smoking a little bit. You're on federal property.
Ah.
You know, security, you just don't do it again.
There's a good tip.
Yeah, that is a good tip.
So that's a good thing. Ah, okay.
You go to a home show, you don't see your home, but every product and service is there.
Right on.
Come here, you don't see cannabis, but every product and service is there.
I'm so glad you gave me that warning before I went outside to record the bands. All right, thank you so much, Bob, and have yourself a great CannaCon. Looks like it's good so far.
Awesome. Thanks, Russ.
You bet.